الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, on a weekly basis we bring various different topics, and today we have another very important topic, and the title of today's topic, Tricks of Satan. So the tricks of the shaitan. So inshallah, in today's topic we will inshallah take our Madani pearls from our muballighin here today, and I'd like to introduce them to you today inshallah. Today we have in our first muballigh spot Waseem bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Waseem bhai, how's everything going?
Alhamdulillah.
Is everything well, mashallah? May Allah bless you. Jazakallah khair for giving your time. May Allah azawajallah bless all of the panel. Now to our second muballigh, we have our Hafiz bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hafiz bhai, how are you today?
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah.
May Allah azawajallah bless you. Jazakallah khair for giving your time. And finally, last but not least, we have our mashallah amazing Naaz Khan, Haroon bhai, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mashallah, how are you doing today, Haroon bhai? May Allah bless you. The excellence of Salat ala Nabi, so that we can further have motivation to recite Durood e Paak, Salat ala Nabi upon the best of creation, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Whoever writes Salat upon me in a book, angels will continue to seek forgiveness for him as long as my name remains within it. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we should try our utmost as well. Those who are students of knowledge, those, mashallah, who have books within their home, everybody, mashallah, does. We should try our utmost to write Durood e Paak, Salat ala Nabi, Durood Sharif in this book. And inshallah, by the blessings of this, continuous supplications of forgiveness will be for me and you. And who will they be done by? The angels, the ma'soom, innocent angels who cannot commit a sin. Subhanallah. So this is, alhamdulillah, free reward for us. May Allah grant us tawfiq to act upon this. Now, my dear viewers of Madani channel, let us move on, which is to listen to the beautiful naat and the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I request our Naat Khan, Haroon bhai, to bless us with the Naat Sharif.
Aisa lagta hai Madine jald ho bulwaenge. Aisa lagta hai Madine jald ho bulwaenge. Jaenge ja kar unhe jaenge ja kar unhe zakhme jigar dikhlaenge. Jaenge ja kar unhe zakhme jigar dikhlaenge. Wo agar chahenge to aisi nazar farmayenge. Wo agar chahenge to aisi nazar farmayenge. Khoob roenge bicharon par, مانگے موت اب تو گنبد خضرا کے سائے میں ملے موت اب تو گنبد خضرا کے سائے میں ملے کب تک آقا در بدر کی ٹھوکریں ہم کھائیں گے کب تک آقا در بدر کی ٹھوکریں ہم کھائیں گے ایسا لگتا ہے مدینے جلد وہ بلوائیں گے خوشا تقدیر سے گئے ہم تو منظوری ملی اے خوشا تقدیر سے گئے ہم کو منظوری ملی رکھ کے سب حلیز پر سرکار کی مر جائیں گے نیز پر سرکار کی مر جائیں گے ایسا لگتا ہے مدینے جلد وہ بلوائیں گے روتے روتے گر پڑیں گے ان کے قدموں میں مانے وہاں روزے محشر شافع محشر نظر جب آئیں گے روزے محشر شافع محشر نظر جب آئیں گے ایسا لگتا ہے مدینے جلد وہ بلوائیں گے خلد میں ہوگا ہمارا داخلہ اس شان سے خلد میں ہوگا ہمارا داخلہ اس شان سے یا اللہ کا نعرہ لگاتے جائیں گے یا رسول اللہ کا نعرہ لگاتے جائیں گے ایسا لگتا ہے مدینے جلد وہ بلوائیں گے حشر میں کیسے سنبھالو گا میں اپنے آپ کو حشر میں کیسے سنبھالو گا میں اپنے آپ کو میرے عطار آو جب رہا فرما فرمائیں گے ایسا لگتا ہے مدینے جلد وہ بلوائیں گے ہائے اب کی بار بھی عطار جو زندہ بچے ہائے اب کی بار بھی جو زندہ بچے مدینے سے کراچی روتے 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 آئیں گے ایسا لگتا ہے مدینے جلد وہ بلوائیں گے آئیں گے ہاں جائیں گے جا کر انہیں زخم جگر دکھلائیں گے.
Ameen, Ameen, Inshallah Al-Kareem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of the team of Madni Channel, all the panel and all the viewers of Madni Channel to the trip to Haramain Sharifain to visit the blessed Rawda of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with ba-adab, with full respect and reverence. Ameen. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, I would like to set a preface for today's program. Let me give you a scenario. If any person was to inform you that there is such an individual who is out to get you, he spies on you, he knows what you're doing, his whole existence is to make sure that you don't achieve your purpose in life. He wants you to fail. He doesn't want any type of goodness for you. And on top of all of this, he despises you. He actually hates you. Now, if I was to just tell you this, or if anyone was to say this about any human being, that there's such a person who's out to get you, what would your feelings and sentiments be about that person? Would they be positive or negative? No doubt they'd be negative. You know that a person's out to get me, he's trying to get my honor, my wealth, he's trying to cause a harm to me. We would all react in a certain way, and we know it's not positive. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, I just want to analyze this theory. If I tell you this, I could possibly be mistaken. I'm a human being, I make mistakes. We have errors. The information could be false that I'm giving you, that there is a person, human being, he has a problem against you. Maybe that information is false. We don't even know if that person really does have anything against us. But what would be our state? If someone was to inform us of a name as well of that person, you would be cautious about that person. And now, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the entire creation, who tells me and you that verily, Shaitan is your open and clear enemy. So now this information is coming from the most purest, the most truthful source. So the information cannot be a lie. And now secondly, we are speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is well aware, who is all knowing about every single thing in creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of all things. Allah's knowledge encompasses everything. Allah is declaring and telling me and you in the Holy Quran, in the Divine Revelation, that be aware and listen very carefully, that verily Satan, the devil, he is your clear and open enemy. If someone, a human being, was to tell you that this person is your enemy, he's out to get you, we would be cautious. But why are we not cautious when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most truthful, the one whose speech is asdaqul hadithi, asdaqul qawli, the most truthful speech is the speech of Allah, the kalam of Allah. Allah in the Quran has told us that Satan is our open enemy. He's out to get us. He will place traps. He hates us. He despises us. He wants us to enter the fire of hell. He wants us all to fail. Our mission, our goal and our purpose in life, which is to finally enter paradise, so that our Creator is pleased with us. Now, Allah has told us He is our open enemy. Now, what is our situation, my dear viewers of Madani Channel? After knowing this fact, after it coming from such a truthful source, what do me and you do? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the point of today's topic. We must all reflect on how we are living our life today. We must be aware that if somebody in the world can be jealous of us, can be envious of us, can cause us problems, can make us fall into a problem, can make us suffer loss in our world and cause problems to us, if we know that is a person in the dunya, then what about such an enemy who is invisible to our eye? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing and all-seeing. Allah knows the actions of the devil. And then on top of this, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Satan himself has declared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there are some chosen bondsmen of yours, Ya Allah, whom I cannot and I do not have power over. So Shaitan admits defeat at the feet of the chosen bondsmen of Allah, those pious, those whom Allah protects. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, why do we not come under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Today's topic is regarding the tricks and the traps of Satan. I wanted to lay an introduction so that we understand who Satan is. He never wants anything good for us. So don't ever be deceived by his whispers. May Allah grant me and you the understanding and the strength. Let us move on to our muballighs and our Islamic preachers, inshallah. Let's start with Waseem bhai. Waseem bhai, how would you like to introduce this topic of the tricks of Satan?
MashaAllah, first of all, a beautiful introduction, a beautiful way that you, MashaAllah, portrayed this, a great example that you, MashaAllah, mentioned. And one thing that I wanted to mention, Bilal Shabir bhai, is that moving on from your particular point, is that today it's a job role as well. And it's something that every other person is involved in. And what is this thing? This is called intelligence gathering. That every other person, they're trying to find intelligence. Now, this is works in countries as well. You're trying to find out what the other countries are up to, what kind of weapons they have, just so you have the intelligence, so you can also be prepared. It also works in companies as well. Why? If there's two companies, they're doing the same sort of job. Now, obviously, they want to exceed each other. So what do they do now? They get the intelligence. So what are they doing? How are they moving forward? So we can counter that. And then also in people as well, there's two people going for an interview. You try to get that intelligence. So in other words, you're the person who is ahead. Now remember one thing, this intelligence agencies or even a normal individual gets as well. This could be fake as well, this could be true as well. Sometimes it's real, sometimes it's fake as well. But regarding the traps of Shaitan, regarding the tricks of Shaitan, this is something that we've heard from the Holy Quran, and we've also heard from the narrations of the Prophet, and from the pious individuals as well, and they're absolute fact. Now, remember, Bilal Shabib, you mentioned regarding an enemy that is out there to get us. Yeah. Now, first of all, there's no guarantee someone could be lying to us.
Yeah.
But second of all, we might get some intelligence. That intelligence could be completely wrong. We might be thinking, okay, he's going to attack us from this way, but that person is attacking us from a completely different angle. Mm-hmm. So these intelligence could be totally wrong. But in other words, what we have from the Holy Quran, what we have from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what we have from the pious individuals, we have been told about the tricks of Satan. Everything A to Z has been told to us. But it's now, how do we defend ourselves? Like you mentioned as well, that in the Holy Quran, Allah mentions that Shaitan is our open enemy. Now it's our responsibility, it's our role to protect ourselves from his traps. He's got many, many traps. He's got many, many tricks up his sleeves. But it's our job, first of all, to seek knowledge, find out what these traps are. And this is something that we will be discussing today. But something that I would like to start with, actually three of the tricks of Shaitan, Allah, which Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, once it's mentioned that Shaitan, he came to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked that, which are those things where you get a person trapped? Shaitan, he replied three ways. When a person thinks that his personality is better than another personality. Oh. This is something we say, I'm better than him. Me, I read this much in Namaz, I do Hajj every year, I do Umrah. This person, he's nothing compared to me. This is a trap of Shaitan. The second one, that he thinks that his good deeds are great. This is another thing. Wow. But you don't know me. I go on Hajj every year. I go on Umrah every year. I read this much in Namaz. I give him this much. Who is this person? He does nothing at all. He probably reads his 5 daily salah. Look at me. I wake up for Tahajjud. So in other words, that a person thinks that his good deeds are great.
At times, we're seeing by even this is a personal thing. He may not say it to another person, but inwardly,
inside
the person will think that, you know, I am actually better than this person. I am actually better than this person. And this is the battle that we're trying to also make everyone wary of. Because at times, it's not the state that we see traps today. A person may fall in a trap. That's something.
Yeah.
Right. But when it's something with the Shaitan, it's not always going to be physical. Maybe it's in your mind. Maybe it's whispers.
That's right.
So this is something very dangerous.
And especially the one that I just mentioned and the common one as well. A lot of the time, this is internally as well.
We're just thinking
about this ourselves. The third way the Shaitan says that he gets a person trapped is that a person forgets his sins.
Fine.
This is another thing that we see today.
Allah.
You know, we're so focused whether I am going to do this. But we forget to. I met one person not too long ago, and I was absolutely shocked on one of his statements. He said, "Really, not me. I'm 40, 45 years old. I've lived a very, very pious life. I've done little good, but I've done so much. I've done little bad, and I've done so much good." You know, this kind of statement, this is exactly a trap of shaitan. That a person, he thinks his good deeds are so great, but on the other hand, he forgets his sins. But if you look at our pious individuals, the pious people of Allah, what's their mentality? When they do a good deed, they question that, is this being accepted in the court of Allah? And when they do a sin, we've heard this so many times in narration, a person, he didn't sin 40 years ago, but he's still crying over that sin. Why? Because he thinks that why this one sin takes me into the fire. Because we don't know that a small good action can take us into paradise. But on the other hand, a minor sin, a small sin, in other words, this can take us into the fire of Jahannam. So this is something that we've got to be wary about. These particular things are, first of all, thinking that our good deeds are great. If you look at just one great example, Amir al-Sunnah. You know, when he does dua and the Mubalighin of dawah, what did they say? Even though Amir al-Sunnat every day, you know, you can just imagine that the books that he has written, the speeches that he's done, those that are working on the platform of Dawat Islam, in other words, the swab, you can say, go to here. But what does Amir al-Sunnat say? Amir al-Sunnat says, I don't have any good deeds. Allah. That's their mentality. I have sins after sins, I don't have any good deeds. Allah. So this is also a trap of shaitan, that a person thinks his good deeds are so great and his sins are very minor. This is a trap of shaitan. We should be thinking that, what if the minor sin of mine that we have committed X amount of years ago, what if this takes me into the fire of Jahannam? So in other words, this is a trick of shaitan. May Allah will protect us from this particular trap, inshallah.
Gee, mashallah, very, very beautiful reminder and very good opening statements. And really, it's a point for us all to reflect over, that do we really consider our actions to be something great? Sometimes at times our behavior and attitude towards things could lead to this. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا In Surah Al-Kahf Sharif, verse 104, Allah says, and they are under the impression that they are doing good.
Good deeds.
Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi says, this shows that the person who performs good deeds, bearing hardships, but is not benefited by his deeds, is more unfortunate than a sinner. He remains under the impression that he thinks he's muttaqi, he's righteous. And we seek refuge, we seek the protection of Allah from this state. These are the words of Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi under this particular verse. So we should never think of our actions to be praiseworthy for the people. We should not have this self-satisfaction. We should not have this self-satisfaction. There's a beautiful narration of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, just on your particular point, that she was once asked, when does a person become a sinner? And she radiallahu anha replied, a person becomes a sinner when he considers himself to be righteous. Allahu Akbar. A person becomes a sinner when he considers himself to be righteous. Allahu Akbar. So these are the beautiful words of our pious predecessors. We look at the life of our Sahaba Ikiram as well, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, that they would go to such state of the fear of Allah that they would say, I wish I was not even born. I wish I was a leaf of a tree. And this is their humility, but they are the greatest of the companions. Out of all the prophets whose companions have come, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions are the greatest of all of the companions of the prophets. And these are the state of these personalities. Those people who saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the greatest of all achievements that a person can have. In the state of Iman, beholding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and passing away. So this is something that Dear Visa Madhini Channel, the tricks of the shaitan. Number one, we should try our utmost to fight ourselves against arrogance. Do not think ourselves as better than another person. Then we've seen by mention to have self-satisfaction over your good deeds, thinking that I have done so much good. And then the third point he mentioned is that to forget your bad deeds. So this is something that we should try. And a beautiful way in Dawat Islami is to have that self-accountability.
Definitely.
That muhasabah, that to reflect over your day-to-day actions and then ponder that I am in this state right now. Last year, where was I? And now looking at the state, if you have improved in your character, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further help other people. Now, inshallah, we'll go to our second Muballigh Da'at Islami, Hafiz Bhai, inshallah, who will bless us with his words of wisdom and how they would like to introduce this topic as well.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. گل ہے بلال بھائی
جی
اج جس نے گل بنے ہیں اس کی جاننے سارے اور اے بھی سمجھنے سارے کیسا نہ دشمن آئے پر میں شاید فیل کرنا ہو سکنا ہے نہ کہ جو کچھ ہو کے ڈائریکٹلی نہیں شاید انڈائریکٹلی فالو کرنے پہ انہوں نے پتہ کو نہیں کہ کون کروانا پہ فالو ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਇਹ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਕੌਣ ਕਰਵਾਉਣਾ ਪਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਬਿਹਤਰੀ ਆਈ ਜਾਏ ਮਾਮਲਾਤ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸਲ ਅਮਾਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸਲ ਐਕਸ਼ਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਮਿੱਕੀ ਤੇ ਦਾਵਤ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਬਣਾਈ ਤੇ ਭੇਜਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਮਾੜਾ ਕੰਮ ਦਾਵਤ ਦੇਣਾ ਅਮਲ ਕਰਾਉਣਾ ਮਾੜਾ ਕੰਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਕੀ ਬੁਰਾਈ ਕੀ ਅੱਛਾ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕਰੀ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਰੱਖਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਭੇਜਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਜਾਂ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ ਇਸਦੇ ਪਰ ਇਹ ਜ਼ਿੰਮਾ ਪਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਚੁੰਗ ਚਲਵਾਇਆ ਉਸਨੇ ਪਰ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਉਸਨੇ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਚ ਕੁਝ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਵਸਵਸਿਆਂ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਬਚੋ ਹੁਣ ਅਸਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਹੋਏ ਹਾਂ ਇਸ ਮਾਰਿਓ ਕਿ ਬਈ ਇਹ ਕਿਹੜੇ ਕਿਹੜੇ ਕੰਮ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਰ ਅਸਾਂ ਕੀ ਇਹ ਜੜਾ ਨਾ ਤਬਾਹ ਬਰਬਾਦ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਤੋਂ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਬੜੀ ਅੱਛੀ ਡੈਫੀਨੇਸ਼ਨ ਸਾਰੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਣ ਆ ਸਾਨਾ ਔਰ ਐਸਾ ਖੁੱਲਾ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਣ ਹੈ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਇਆ ਗਿਆ ਜੀ ਅਦਮ ਮੁਬੀਨ ਔਰ ਗੱਲ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਐਸਾ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਣ ਆ ਜਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਹਰ ਹਥਿਆਰ ਮੌਜੂਦ ਆ ਜੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜ਼ਹਿਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਣੀ ਕਿ ਲੋਕ ਸਨ ਬਾਰੇ ਔਰ ਐਸਾ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਣ ਆ ਕਿ ਹਰ ਵੇਲੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤੱਕਣਾ ਪਿਆ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਆ ਜਿਸ ਕੀ ਨੀਂਦਰ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਸ਼ਨੀ ਸੋ ਸਹੀ ਜਾਣੇ ਉਹ ਜਾਗਣਾ ਪਿਆ ਜੀ ਦਿਹਾੜੀ ਜਾਂ ਰਾਤ ਹੀ ਔਰ ਉਸਨਾ ਕੰਮ ਇੱਕੇ ਹੀ ਆ ਕਿ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਨਾ ਇਮਾਨ ਕੁਸੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਹ ਜ਼ਾਇਆ ਕਰੇ ਬਰਬਾਦ ਕਰ ਛੋੜ ਇੱਕ ਉਸਨਾ ਟਾਰਗੇਟ ਆਈ ਬਸ ਉਸਨੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹ ਕਹਿ ਕੇ ਅਰਬੇ ਇਸਤੇਮਾਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਿਆ ਅਸਾਂ ਕੀ ਇਸੇ ਪਰ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਰੱਖਣੀ ਪਿਆ ਸੀ ਇਹ ਮੈਂ ਕੰਮ ਕੀਤਾ ਤੇ ਇਹ ਉਸਦਾ ਦਾਅਵਾ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਲਿਆ ਸੀ ਯਾਰ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਉਸਨੇ ਟਰੀਕੀ ਇਹ ਕੰਮ ਕੀਤਾ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਉਸਨੇ ਟਰੀਕੀ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਉਸਨੇ ਟਰੀਕੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਸਭ ਬਚਸਾਂ ਔਰ ਦਾਵਤ ਇਸਲਾਮੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਤੇ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤੇ ਰਸੂਲ ਦੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਦੱਸਣੇ ਆਪੋ ਹੀ ਬਚਸਾਂ ਤੇ ਦੂਏ ਕੇ ਬਚਾਰੇ ਸੁਥਰਾ ਹੈ ਮੁਹਾਸਬਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਅਕਾਊਂਟੇਬਿਲਟੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਤੇ ਔਰ ਸਾਰੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਕੇ ਲੋਕੋਂ ਕੀ ਇਸਲਾਹ ਕੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ ਅੱਛਾ ਹੁਣ ਇਸੇ ਚ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਬਾਈ ਗੱਲ ਇੰਨਾ ਮਸੀਮ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਜੋ ਪਸੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਬੜਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪੇ ਕੀ ਸਮਝਣਾ ਮੈਂ ਬੜਾ ਚੰਗਾ ਪੰਜ ਵੇਲੇ ਨਮਾਜ਼ੀ ਹਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਝ ਹਾਂ ਅੱਛਾ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਹਰ ਬੰਦੇ ਕੀ ਇੱਕੇ ਸੋਟੀ ਨਾਲ ਚਲਾਉਣੀ ਨੇ ਇੱਕੇ ਡਾਂਗਿਆਂ ਨਾਲ ਨੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਡੰਗਰਾਂ ਕੀ ਚਲਾਉਣਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਹਨਾ ਇੱਕ ਹਰ ਬੰਦੇ ਕੀ ਉਸਨੇ ਨਫਸੀਆਤ ਉਸਨੇ ਇਲਮ ਔਰ ਉਸਨੇ ਤਾਕਤ ਤਬੀਅਤ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਉਸਕੀ ਡੀਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਮਸਲਨ ਤਾਜੁਦ ਪੜ੍ਹਨੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਪੱਕਾ ਤਾਜੁਦ ਛੋੜਨਾ ਹੀ ਨੀ ਉਸਕੀ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਨੀ ਛੁੜਵਾ ਲਗਾ ਤਾਜੁਦ ਤੂੰ ਨਾ ਪੜ ਉਨੀ ਆਹ ਲਗਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਛੋੜ ਦਿਆਂ ਤਾਜੁਦ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹ ਆਪਣਾ ਵਾਰ ਕਰਸੀ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਇਸ ਕੀ ਕਰਨਾ ਕਹਿ ਸੀ ਹੁਣ ਚੌਂਕ ਅਗਰ ਤਾਜੁਦ ਪੜ੍ਹਨਾ ਪਿਆ ਕੁਛ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਤਾ ਇਸ ਕੇ ਸਾਹਨੇ ਇਖਲਾਸ ਆ ਠੀਕ ਆ ਹੁਣ ਉਸਕੋ ਰੋਕਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਗਾ ਜਾਸੀ ਉਹ ਹੁਣ ਉਸ ਬੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਉਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਤਬਾਹ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਿਸੇ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੋ ਹੀ ਸਕਣਾ ਉਸ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਅੱਜ ਥੋੜਾ ਮੀ ਜ਼ੁਕਾਮ ਲਗਾ ਵਾ ਮੈਂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨਾ ਸਵੇਰੇ ਠੰਡ ਸੀ ਉੱਠਣਾ ਹੋਣਾ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਆਤਾ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਮਾੜੀ ਤਬੀਅਤ ਅੱਜ ਠੀਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਅੱਛਾ ਉਹ ਮੈਂ ਉੱਠਿਆ ਸਾਂ ਸਵੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਬੋਇਲਰ ਕੋਲ ਸੀ ਚੱਲਿਆ ਠੰਡੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਮੈਂ ਵਜ਼ੂ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀ ਪਤਾ ਤਜਦ ਪੜਨਾ ਹੁਣ ਇਜ਼ਹਾਰ ਕਰਵਾਉਣਾ ਉਸਨੇ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਤੂੰ ਬਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਤਬੀਅਤ ਕੀ ਆ ਖਰਾਬੀ ਤੂੰ ਬਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਠੰਡਾ ਸਾ ਸਵੇਰਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਨੇ ਤਜਦ ਨਾਲ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਕੀ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਨੇਕ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਡੀਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਿਆ ਇਹ ਨੀ ਹਲਗਾ ਨਮਾਜ਼ ਨਾ ਪੜ ਤੂੰ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਤੱਕੋ ਬੜੀ ਨੇਕੀ ਛੁੜਵਾਈ ਤੇ ਨਿੱਕੀ ਕਰਵਾਸੀ ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਬੰਦਾ ਨੇਕੀ ਕਰਨ ਲਗਾ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਇਆ ਅੰਦਰ 10 ਪਾਉਂਡ ਮਸੀਤੀ ਦੇਣੇ ਅੱਛਾ ਇੱਕ ਨੇਕੀ ਤੇ ਇਹੀ ਹੈ ਇਮਾਮ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕੀ ਜਾਈ ਦਿਓ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗ ਸੀ ਦਿਲਾਂ ਨੇ ਹਾਲ ਅੱਲਾ ਜਾਣਨਾ ਅਗਰ ਤਾਂ ਉਸਨੇ ਇਹੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਕਿ ਜੀ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਕੀ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਮੋਟੀਵੇਸ਼ਨ ਹੋਵੇ ਤੇ ਚਲੋ ਇਹ ਉਸਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੈ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਇਆ ਸਾ ਤੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਬੋਕਸ ਸਾ ਸੁਰਾਖੇ ਬਾਈ ਛੋੜਿਆ ਨਾ ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਇਹ ਭਾਰੀ ਨੇਕੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਰਾਉਣ ਰੋਕਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗਾ ਉਸੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਨੁਕਸਾਨ ਕਰਾਉਣੇ ਨੇ ਚੱਕਰ ਚ ਰਹਿ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਨੁਕਸਾਨ ਹੋਇਆ ਔਰ ਕੱਟ ਸੁ ਕੱਟ ਸੁਣਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਅੱਛਾ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸੁਣੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਨੇਕ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਉਹ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਪੰਜ ਵੇਲੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਮਾਜ਼ੀ ਆ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਸਫ਼ਾ ਅੱਛੀ ਨਮਾਜ਼ ਪੜ੍ਹਨਾ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਸੋਚੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨਮਾਜ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੜ੍ਹਨਾ ਪੰਜ ਵੇਲੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਮਾਜ਼ੀ ਆ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਬੜਾ ਨੇਕ ਹਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਬੜਾ ਪਰਹੇਜ਼ਗਾਰ ਹਾਂ ਜੀ ਇਹਨੇ ਕਿਆ ਪਤਾਇਆ ਨਮਾਜ਼ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪੜ੍ਹੀ ਨਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਤੱਕ ਮਾੜੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਤੱਕੋ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਇਸੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਤੱਕੋ ਕੀ ਆ ਜਾਵੇ अच्छा कोई और गल इसने घर तक क्या ड्रामे गाने बजन रहे हूँ इसने क्या होया अपने आप है कि जब सौ थोड़ी देर बाद पहलू है राशन सदिकार अल्लाह ताला ने क्या फरमाया जो बंदा है ना मैं नेक हाँ इतने इस तरह तबाह करना पे इसकी ठीक है अच्छा हूं अगे चलो शैतान सब तो ज्यादा बंदे की एक जी और ट्रिक की इसने बेशुमारियां एक ट्रिक यही है कि उसने जज्बात नाल खेड़ी तो उसकी तबाह करना उस क्या गुस्सा ठीक है तो गुस्सा अचना आराम नहीं है लेकिन उस गुस्से में शैतान क्या है ना हूं यह मकसद बाना चला शुरू असं जड़ी जी गल्ला बाने पे एक करने की उस वे सोचनिया चाहिए शैतान ने तरफुत नहीं होना पाया मिकी मैं बचा अपने आप की एक गल जी मैं अपने आप की बेहतर समझना पाया मैं बचा अपने आप की यह जी गल मैं लोगों की बाना पे लेखी करी तो मैं बचा अपने आप की शैतान तो नहीं कोई ना मेरे पिछा लगा वा अच्छा हूं एक गल है कि जदों वो बंदे की नेकी करवा लगना तो बड़ी नेकी से छोटी नेकी दर करवाई इशना अच्छा तीसरी गल जज्बात गुस्सा वो गुस्सा इशना ठीक है
जी जी
जिसे गुस्सा नहीं इशना ना वो तो ठीक नहीं आया गलत काम होना पे आवा घर तो गुस्सा तो इसना चाहिए आया कोई नेकी ने काम नहीं बदी ने काम होना गुस्सा तो इसना चाहिए आया लेकिन इस गुस्से की शैतान आना जिस बंदा गुस्से च होना ना मैं इस तरह खेलना पाऊंगा इस तरह बच्चा फुटबाले नाल खेलना पाऊंगा सो तकसो कदा भी नहीं हो लगा कि जाइ बाजार हार कि होने जी बिरयानी बाई की ने मिठाई कि नहीं अज आए तो अच्छो जी मैं सुख अज मैं बीवी की तलाक देनी तो मैं चीजा दो
यानी खुशी
गुस्से च देना ना
बिल्कुल
कदा भी नहीं है दो जी पराठे बड़े चंगे बनाए से तुसा तो मैं तुझे तलाक देना है गुस्से च ही कतल करना पाया गुस्से च ही गोलियां मारना गुस्से वाले सबसे ज्यादा सौ तक सो जेलों ने नजर आ
सो
गुस्से क्या उसी और असद ये भी जिस पीक भरोसी ना असद गाल कटसी बुरे आखसी बुरे चंगे आखसी बदगुमानियां शुरू करी छोड़सी गिबतें शुरू करी छोड़सी उन्होंने हूं उसके ये नहीं पता कि गुस्से मिकी क्या करना चाहिए सर अल्लाह रसूल ने क्या हुक्म आ लेकिन वो शैतान ने खड़ौना बनया वा जो कुछ जो है वो बाना पिया जो कुछ उसने कोई काटे दर्जे वाला जुल्म करसी उसने पर ज्यादतियां करसी उसने पर कुछ पैसा खसना खसी किन सी जब ये एक दूसरा ट्रिक है कि बंदे ने जज्बात नाल खेलना है उसको मोटिवेट करना जब बंदा मोटिवेट हो ना फिर उसको जो मर्जी चाहना काम कराई करना अच्छा तीसरी बात अगर कही है कि बंदे की बाना है अजय बड़ा टाइम आ थोड़ा और कम करी खेलने कंप्यूटर पर अजय नमाजा ना बड़ा टाइम आ ठीक है अच्छा कोई नहीं जो नमाज मैं नमाज ने जुलियों जुली नहीं मैं अगले महीने जा सा ना उम्र पर तो फिर मैं नमाजा शुरू कर सा पांच अच्छा ए, कोई और नेके ने काम दसो नहीं मैं शादी करी की ना फिर मैं इशारा तक है सुनने से जा सा भाई उस सर्टिफिकेट की नहीं आए हो शादी होने तक जीने रह सो उमरा होने तक जीने रह सो या तुसा जड़े ना उन्होंने कम कर थोड़ी जी कम करे करने तक से वो असर ना वक्त चला ही गया लंबिया उम्मीदा लॉन्ग होप्स
जी
हाँ प्लाट चाहिए किन्ने पता लगना बड़ी कीमत ही दस साल बाद बैरिया टाउन इसने कीमत 40 लाख हो जासी तो फिर उसकी जब बेची फिर वो मकान चाहिए किन सा इस चक्कर उसकी दो ने चार चार ने नौ कर लेनी उसकी मौत आई जानी ना उसकी दाढ़ी सुनत रखन होनी ना उसने कोई अमीर अल सुनो एक वाक्य लिख ले बांग्लादेश ना उसकी दावत उसे शादी सी तो उस शादी उस सुन्नत रखी हुई सी नौजवान अच्छा उसके आ लगे कि नहीं कुड़ी वाले नहीं तू सुन्नत नहीं रखनी ता तू किस दिशा कुड़ी अच्छा शादी वाले दाड़े गया अच्छा सुन्नत मतलब कि गया उसे जो कुछ भी करी तो आया रस्ता जिसने सा पिया तो पर गड्डी आई गई तो उतना ही उसने ना शादी हुई तो ना उसने हो जाए लंबिया उम्मीदा च बाई रखना बंदे की कल करसा परसू करसा अगले महीने अजय डिग्री कर बिजी रहना अजय जिसी असी ध्यान है ना अजय इस्तेमाल ना खड़ोस अजय काफले च ना जानो पास हो कई जिसी असी वाले उस पहले भी चले जाने कई शादियों से पहले दुनिया चले जाने शैतान ने सारे ट्रिक्स असा पर सीखी आए और इस बचने की कोशिश करिए
माशाल्लाह
MashaAllah, again, a very in-depth explanation from our Hafiz Bhai. Beautifully explained, different types, different ways shaitan tricks us. And this is something that we should try to reflect over, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, and very much be wary that shaitan at times plays with our emotions. And they gave very beautiful examples. I mentioned very, very good points. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand them, to maybe listen to this program again and again, inshallah, and then act upon them as well, inshallah. Whenever a negative thought comes in, meaning a thought that is against the Quran and the Sunnah, against the Shariat, against the obedience of Allah, know that this is from the shaitan. Know that this is a waswasa from the shaitan, and he's trying to break our ties. And unfortunately today, we are the ones that are listening. And as they beautifully mentioned as well, the shaitan merely whispers. Remember this, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Shaitan, he only puts the waswasa, the whisper in our heart and mind. We are the ones who do the action. This is why we'll be held accountable. Because we're the one who eventually carry it out. He can't do anything. He just whispers. He's just an annoying thing that constantly tries to get in our head. And again, if we do the dhikr of Allah, if we adopt the company of pious people, if we call out to Allah for help and protection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from the tricks of the shaitan. InshaAllah al-Kareem. Our third Mubaligh Adat Islami Harun Bhai, InshaAllah al-Kareem, for his first Madani Pearls. Please.
Some points from Imam Ghazali, who said once, and he said beautifully that if you see a child, you think within yourself, and say to yourself, that this child, he's not sinned, he's not transgressed against Allah Azza wa Jal, and I have, because I'm older than him, so certainly he is better than me.
Allah.
If you see an older person than you, then you should think to yourself that this person is better than me. Why? Because he's been worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal for longer than me. Mm-hmm. He's lived more of a life than me, so he's been worshipping for longer than me. Allah. If you see an eligible person, you should say that this person has been given what I have not been given, and has reached in rank what I have not reached, and he knows what I am ignorant of. This is what you should think when you see a scholar or a knowledgeable person. If you see an ignorant person, the opposite, what should you say? That this person has transgressed against Allah in ignorance, while I have done so knowingly.
Allah.
So Allah's evidence against me is greater, and what do I know about what my final state when I die will be? Allah. And what will his state be? If you see a non-believer, you should say that, I don't know, maybe one day he'll become a Muslim, and his life will be sealed with the best of deeds, and for his Islam, he will emerge free of sin, as a strand of hair is gently removed from dough. As for me, Allah could cause me to go astray, so that I become of the non-believers, and my life could be sealed with the worst of deeds. So tomorrow this person might be of the ones drawn nigh to Allah, and I of the distant ones. Meaning in every situation, every person you see, try to think of yourself as inferior. Saving ourselves, protecting ourselves as much as we can from these tricks of shaitan. Because sometimes they're so deeply embedded within us that we don't even know that they're there. And we don't know that we have them within us.
Yeah.
And that brings me to the point of gaining knowledge, inshallah, which we'll discuss further on.
MashaAllah, beautiful Madani Pearl from Harun Bhai. And they started off by also addressing our own situation as people who are preachers, muballigh, and something very important, because we tend to maybe overlook these types of things, that we do possibly will have these faults as well. So this is a very beautiful point. And then they went on to explain on how it's very important to save ourselves from showing our good deeds to the people. So a beautiful point which I would combine Hafiz Bhai and Harun Bhai's points. One very important theme that they mentioned is that shaitan attacks a person according to that own individual person's state. If he is an alim, shaitan will attack him with knowledge and with a different aspect, from a different way. But if he will attack, for example, a normal person or person who is offering his daily salah, he'll attack him in a different way. So shaitan knows how to deal with different types of people. This is why, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we must turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must further ask help, remain humble, and always think of yourself as inferior. Our actions, remember, we never know if they're going to be accepted. This is why we should always remember and place them before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then us ourselves forget about them. Remember, whatever action we do, it's recorded. Whether we like it or not, our action is recorded. Now, think about this in terms of good deeds. My action I've done, I've given this sadaqah, I've helped a person in a time of difficulty, I have resolved a person's problem, I am kind and loving to my family, I do all these types of things. your good deed has been written down. There's no need for you to now go and publicize this unnecessarily. If you have a good intention, then be mindful that inside this good intention may be the hidden corruption of the shaitan, that it could be that, he's also wants publicity as well. So we must be very, very careful. And understand this point, my dear viewers of Madhi Channel. Our good deeds are written down. Remember, your good deeds are not going to be forgotten. The good that you do, inshallah, will stay. And if your iman is intact, then it will stay in the hereafter as well. So we must realize our good deeds are safe as long as we protect ourselves from those sins which actually destroy our good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His infinite mercy upon all of us and grant us help from the unseen against this devil who is also unseen from our eyes. Now, I would like to take the package which we have, inshallah al-Kareem. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
The King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam.
Listen to another narration. With Sayyidina Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali mentions himself. Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali said, "Once I went to a jungle where I stayed for many days without eating and drinking. I had become very thirsty. Suddenly, above my head, a cloud appeared from which raindrops started falling. And a voice came that, 'O Abdul Qadir, I am your creator and I have made all the haram things halal upon you.'" Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali said, "I recited, 'A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim,' turning the brightness of the cloud into smoke. Then I heard a voice, 'O Abdul Qadir, I have deviated so many friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this trick, but your knowledge has saved you. Your ilm has saved you.'" Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, look at this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "You must be shaitan. Get away from here. This is not my knowledge which has saved me. This is the karam. This is the rahmat. This is the blessing of my creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has saved me."
The King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam. May Allah bless you in the world.
Throughout our life, shaitan, our worst and biggest enemy, he tries to misguide us. He tries to make us do wrong. But one thing, the more a person realizes, recognizes how shaitan attacks, what avenues he uses, what methods he uses, the more successful he will be in protecting himself from shaitan. Now, shaitan sometimes uses backbiting as a means of causing conflict. He'll busy two people in backbiting about a third person. Sometimes he'll use money as a means. People start quarreling. Why did he receive such amount? Why did he receive a larger share? So shaitan uses so many ways, so many tricks. And we have to understand that this is from shaitan. And I'm not going to fall into this trap. I'm going to be wiser. I'm going to be sensible. And I'm going to use and I'm going to adopt that path which will attain to salvation and ease for everyone. Some invocations can also be recited. The scholars of Islam have said, reciting ta'awwudh, for example, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, which is a beautiful supplication as well. And we should recite this from time to time. And another way of protecting yourself from shaitan is to associate with those who recognize the means that shaitan uses. And they have saved themselves. Alhamdulillah, they have protected themselves. And I'm referring to the awliya, the pious people, the righteous people. Adopt their company, stay with them, and inshallah, shaitan will not be successful in attacking you.
Now let us go to Harumba, inshallah, to bless us with a few Naat Sharif, inshallah.
Chal gaye hai. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, Divi Zamandi Inshallah, we have reached near to the end of our program. So I would like to ask our Muballigheen to mention, Inshallah, the final Madani pearls regarding today's topic, the tricks of Shaitan. We'll start with Waseem Bhai.
Bilal Bhai, with the time that we have, just very quickly, one of the tricks of Shaitan that many people face is especially when they try to attach themselves to a good environment, or you know, they try to change their life. One thing that is put into their minds by Shaitan is, look, I've done too much wrong.
Allah.
I've done too much wrong in my life. Am I going to be forgiven? Is it possible that a person like me, who has committed so much wrong, is going to be forgiven? And in other words, they are hopeless. They lose all hope that, mazallah, that I won't be forgiven. Alhamdulillah, there are so many narrations, first of all, but at the same time, alhamdulillah, so many ayahs of the Holy Quran that encourage us that do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. There are so many parables that, alhamdulillah, we find that many people, someone that committed 99 murders, then he committed the 100th murder, but alhamdulillah, he was still forgiven because he repented. And there's so much that we can say, but obviously time is short as well. But one of the traps of shaitan is that Allah, people, he makes them lose hope in the mercy of Allah. We should never lose hope. And one final example that I'll mention here, one Muballigh on this platform, he mentioned beautifully. He said, look, for example, there's a son. He's disobeyed his mother 40, 50 years. He's given her enormous troubles in her life. But one night, in the middle of the night, 2, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning at night, he wakes his mother up. He starts crying in front of his mother. Please forgive me. Whatever's happened has happened. Please forgive me today. That mother, she will still forgive her child. Even though he's done so much. Allah loves us 70 times more than our mother. So imagine if you wake up in the middle of the night, we ask Allah for forgiveness, inshallah Allah will forgive us, inshallah. But as long as we meet the requirements of repentance as well, because there are three pillars of repentance as well. So in other words, one of the messages, the final message that I will give here today is, look, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah, no matter how many sins that you've committed. As long as your heart is beating, as long as you're still alive, inshallah, the door of repentance is open for you. Repent, inshallah, Allah will forgive all of your sins, inshallah.
MashaAllah, very beautiful message from Waseem Bhai. And it is the message of Islam that as long as we are alive, there is no sin that cannot be forgiven. Even the highest and the greatest of sins can be forgiven with sincere repentance. And the conditions of repentance which Waseem Bhai indicated towards, that a person must admit the sin in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feel regret of this, and then make a promise to Allah, Ya Allah, today I'm going to give up this sin in the present, and then Ya Allah, in the future I will continue to save myself from this sin. When these three pillars of repentance are found, then sincere repentance will be found. And remember, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has also told us, An-nadhmu tawbatun, feeling regret, feeling ashamed that the sin has been committed, this is also repentance. This is the repentance, and this is what we need to come towards, my dear viewers of Madani Shalom. How many of us, what has happened to our state that maybe people don't even feel that a guna is a guna as much? They don't feel the burden anymore. So this is something that we must try to reflect upon. And inshallah, we'll go to Hafiz Bhai, inshallah, for them final Madani quotes.
Bilal Bhai, ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਟ੍ਰਿਕਸ ਆ ਜਿਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨਾ ਇੱਕ ਉਹਨਾਂ 'ਚੋਂ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਅਮਾਲ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਨਜ਼ਰਾਂ 'ਚ ਅੱਛੇ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕਰਨਾ ਮੁਜ਼ੱਯਨ ਕਰੀਦਾ ਉਹ ਸਮਝਣੇ ਅਸਾਂ ਠੀਕ ਕਰਨੇ ਆਪੇ ਜੀ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਤਬਾਹੀ ਨਾਲ ਬਾਇਸ ਹੋਣਾ ਇਮਾਨ ਤਬਾਹ ਹੋ ਜਾਣਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਬਹੁਤ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਰੱਖਣੀ ਜ਼ਹਿਨ 'ਚ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਧੇਲਾ ਬਰਾਬਰ ਵੀ ਇਮਾਨ ਹੋਇਆ ਨਾ ਇੱਕ ਨਾ ਇੱਕ ਦਿਹਾੜਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਅੱਲਾ ਮਹਿਫੂਜ਼ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਦੋਜ਼ਖ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਿਕਲੀ ਜੰਨਤ ਹੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਜਾ ਸੀ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਮਾਨ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਤਬਾਹ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਨਾ ਅਗਰ ਫਿਰ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਚਾਂਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਉਸ ਤੇ ਜਹਨਮ ਹੈ ਠੀਕ ਅੱਛਾ ਇਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਕੀਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨਾ ਤੱਕੋ ਕਈ ਅੱਲਾ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਇਬਾਦਤਾਂ ਬਣਾਈਆਂ ਜੀ ਅੱਛਾ ਪਹਿਲੂ ਲੋਕ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਬੱਚੇ ਜਿੰਦਾ ਦਫਨ ਕਰ ਛੋੜਨੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਹੁਣ ਵੀ ਗੈਰਤ ਨੇ ਨਾਇਬ ਪਰ ਮਤਲਬ ਕਿ ਮਾਰੀ ਛੋੜਨ ਧੀਆਂ ਪੈਣਾ ਕੀ ਇਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕੀ ਇੱਕ ਮਤਲਬ ਬਿਹਤਰੀਨ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਬਣਾਈ ਤਾਂ ਦੱਸੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੋ ਠੀਕ ਕਰਨੇ ਹੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਜ਼ਾਦੀ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨਾਰੇ ਵੇ ਇਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੀ ਆਜ਼ਾਦੀ ਉਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੀ ਆਜ਼ਾਦੀ ਇਹ ਉਹ ਸਮਝੇ ਤਾਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਚੰਗਾ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨੇ ਆਪੇ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਸਲੀ ਅੱਲਾ ਤੇ ਰਸੂਲ ਨੀ ਸਰਾਸਰ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਵਰਜ਼ੀ ਨੇ ਕੰਮ ਹੋਣੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਨਿੱਤੇ ਉਸ ਚੋਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕੀ ਸੋਚਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮੈਂ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਿਆ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨਾਰੇ ਮਾਰਨਾ ਪਿਆ ਜਾਂ ਮਤਲਬ ਗੈਰਤ ਨੇ ਨਾ ਪਰ ਕਤਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਪਈ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇਹ ਕਰਨਾ ਜਾਂ ਉਹ ਕਰਨਾ ਸਾਰਾ ਕਿ ਅੱਲਾ ਤੇ ਰਸੂਲ ਨੇ ਥਈ ਸੀ ਰਾਜ਼ਗੀ ਰਾਜ਼ੀ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਨਾਰਾਜ਼ਗੀ ਹੈ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕੰਮ ਸੋ ਸਮਝੇ ਅੱਲਾ ਰਸੂਲ ਨੇ ਨਾਰਾਜ਼ਗੀ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਨਾ ਸਮਝੋ ਕਿ ਅਸਾਂ ਠੀਕ ਕੀਤੇ ਅਸਾਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਹੀ ਕੰਮ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਅੱਲਾ ਤੇ ਰਸੂਲ ਇਸੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸੀ ਆ
ਸੁਭਾਨੱਲਾ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਫਰਮ ਫਾਈਨਲ ਪੁਆਇੰਟ ਫਰਮ ਹਫੀਜ਼ ਬਾਈ ਦੈਟ people today is shouting in the name and doing things. Shaitan He takes the actions that we do and he beautifies the action in front of us. People claiming rights and screaming all sorts of things in today's time. But the simple thing, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, for us to reflect over is, are these things in coinciding with the teachings of Islam, yes or no? And again, this is what we need to understand. To understand this, we need ilm al-deen. We need the knowledge of the deen. So shaitan, at times, a person may go towards to do an action. Let's say a person at times, as Hafizba mentioned, the people shout different slogans in the name of freedom. But as Muslims, our stance is this statement, whatever is being shouted in the name of freedom, is it in accordance with the teaching of Islam or not? And this is something very important, because shaitan will make their action of shouting in the name of freedom or doing all sorts of horrible actions to people, he will decorate that and they will think that they're doing something positive or good. Whereas they are doing something bad, and in the eyes, in the sight of the deen, this is wrong as well. So Madhya Viz and Madhya Chah, we must come back to the deen and to its teachings. We'll take our final Madhya Viz from Harumba, inshallah, and come to the end.
Blarba, I think one of the best shields we can equip ourselves for against shaitan's tricks is the shield of knowledge. When we know who shaitan is, what his tricks are, how to identify them, and how to prevent ourselves from them, how to save ourselves and our families from them, only then will we actually able to get somewhere.
Yeah.
If we don't know what they are, like we discussed many today, then how will we actually get anywhere close to actually protecting ourselves and our family? And, you know, I think one of the best ways in doing so is attaching yourself with an Islamic environment, and what better environment than Ba'ath Islami. Many different courses, many different avenues, like the weekly ijtima, the kafilas. Honestly, just Madani kafila alone, 3 days a month. If someone wants to bound themselves to 3 days a month in Madani kafila, they will learn so much information, so much obligatory information, and that's where we need to start. The obligations, the fard ulum. Start there, inshallah, and you know, get yourself in a habit of getting knowledge, and you'll have done, inshallah, you will see the revolution, the change in your life yourself.
SubhanAllah. Final beautiful message from Harumbai regarding ilm al-deen and its importance in protecting ourselves from the traps and the tricks of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all ilm nafi', beneficial Islamic knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon all of the team Madani Channel, and may Allah keep you and your family members safe.
Ameen.
Keep watching Madani Channel.
Ameen.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi.
The path of knowledge.